The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. On this special episode of Life Today,
I hope you can hang out with me for a little while today because I've been given a special opportunity to share something with you that has deeply impacted my life throughout the last 15 years that I've traveled here with Life Outreach International around the world. Some are so heartbreaking to see the struggle and the suffering that I find it hard to really see through the tears most days.
It's just so heartbreaking because there's so much struggle in her life, and there's always been.
Why? Why is this happening? And can we do something to stop this? Yes. Yes, we can.
Next on Life Today.
Everybody, I'm Tammy Trent. Welcome to Life Today. I hope you can hang out with me for a little while today because I've been given a special opportunity to share something with you that has deeply impacted my life throughout the last 15 years that I've traveled here with Life Outreach International around the world. I remember as a teenager in high school going on my very first missions trip with a small handful of my friends in the youth group. I remember being so excited and ready for this great adventure that was about to happen. Together, we shared the gospel of Jesus with anybody who would listen. They would make me sing, well, because they were all tone deaf and I was the only one that could sing, but we performed sketches and we fed the poor. I'll never forget the feeling I had loving on those people, serving them, giving to them, helping them, singing over them. I felt purpose in those moments. And it was then that I dedicated my life to whatever mission field the Lord wanted to call me to. Now, on every trip I take with Life Outreach, my heart is filled with so many moments. Some are so heartbreaking to see the struggle and the suffering that I find it hard to really see through the tears most days. And others, well, they're filled with gratitude and joy for what this ministry has done and continues to do to help save lives. Some moments I'm just running around playing with the children, kicking around a duct taped together soccer ball that they made, or just holding their hands while we walk down a dirt road. And sometimes just holding them in my arms for hours while the crew is setting up. I've also been known to pour some of my clean bottled water into their tiny little mouths, just hoping that maybe that little bit of clean water would sustain their little bodies for another day. I often think, will this be the day? I know they need more. And somehow I long to help make their lives better. And I'm pretty sure you would too if you were right there with me in that moment. Yes, it can be completely overwhelming. The feeling of watching them live in such conditions when I have never in my life struggled in such a way. That's why I always leave a mission trip feeling so emotionally exhausted, because I put so much pressure on myself to tell their stories with accuracy, with honesty, and with heart. They deserve that. They deserve my best. Jesus deserves my best. So my prayer is that you would also feel like you're right there with me, with us, when we bring you these special stories and moments to you, because honestly, you are. Watch this.
It's a known fact that a person can survive without food for a long period of time if they have access to water. But without water, a person may not live more than a week. The irony for these mothers is they can provide water for their families, but in so doing, have suffered the loss of one or more of their children to a waterborne disease. Why? Because they did not have access to a clean water source. What a tragedy for mothers who must live each day thinking, will this be the day that one of my other children becomes sick and dies? Unfortunately, that day comes far too often for mothers in villages like these throughout the world. With your help, Life Outreach International and our partners have been able to drill over 7,000 wells. Our question now is, can we together press forward and provide more water wells so mothers don't have to live in fear that this might be the day another child of theirs dies, simply because they don't have access to clean water?
The guilt these mothers face and carry with them, it's heavy. The sorrow is deep. And until something changes for them, they feel hopeless. They live in constant fear that they will lose another and another due to the lack of clean water. I pray that together, this will be the day that we can help bring them clean water so that we can help lift that burden and fear of losing yet another child to this senseless struggle for clean water. I remember that day well. I wrote about it on my Instagram, March 14, 2015. It's one of the most treasured moments of that trip to Southeast Asia for me. And it was spent with that precious mama who was crying out for help. She had done everything that she could do, and yet it just still wasn't enough to save the life of her daughter. She was drinking contaminated water, and it killed her. It was the only source of water they had to drink from. She was devastated. We cried together over the loss of her child. It was so painful to hear her story and how hopeless she felt. I remember telling her I understood loss very much, that feeling of wanting to die myself after my husband was killed in a scuba diving accident. But then I shared with her of how Jesus had been my very hope, my healer, my reason for living. I then asked her if she wanted to pray with me and asked Jesus to do the same thing for her. And she said yes. And together we sat there and we prayed, and she accepted Jesus as her new Lord and Savior and healer. I said amen, and I remember looking over at her, and she said, "I feel the light." And I told her, "I know it's Jesus. Do you feel him? Do you feel that? It's his love for you." And she said, "I know." And she knew it. She knew that this was the beginning of a brand new day filled with hope. I wanted to capture the biggest smile on her face that day, so I remember grabbing my camera, and I turned it on, and I leaned in, and I took a picture of us together. It was another piece of our healing together. That picture's still on my Instagram today. It's a total reminder to me of God's goodness through it all. I love that this outreach ministry provides so much more than you could ever imagine through your giving. You literally provide a way for us to bring not just clean water to these precious people, but we are always bringing with us the love of Jesus and constantly pointing to him as their ultimate provider, the one who's made any of this possible. As a body of Christ, we are all so incredibly important, and we can all help meet the needs of others in very unique ways. Some have been so blessed that you could actually provide an entire well for a village that will bring clean water to over 1,000 people in just one village. How amazing is that if you could do that? And others of us, well, we could give the $48 to provide water for 10 people or the $144 to provide water for 30 people. It all matters, and it all makes a difference. The key is that we're doing it together to bring as much clean water to as many people as we can together. When you give to Life Outreach International Water for Life, you are drilling that well in a sense. You are bringing clean water to these precious children and their families. We could not do any of this without your prayers over us and your continued giving through the years. I know I don't know all the answers, but I will always stand before those children and their families and tell them that Jesus loves you so much. We love you so much. And I'm gonna tell all my friends and family back home about you in hopes that we could help in some way, someday, somehow. Well, I believe that this is our someday, right now, today, because they might not have tomorrow. And that's the reality. If we don't step in and help them today, Water for Life has provided over 7,000 wells to people in need, and we'd like to drill another 350 wells in 20 nations this year, and I believe we can do that together. We have a vision, we have a purpose, we have a plan, and we have a proven solution, and we can make an eternal impact in the lives of thousands that will start with the love of Jesus and then providing them with clean water for the rest of their lives. Watch this and see why it's critical that we get to them now.
Millions of children around the world do not have access to safe, clean drinking water. As a result, they have no choice but to collect contaminated water from sources like this. Many times, water from these sources is full of disease and bacteria that can cause serious sickness or even death, especially in younger children. These children represent millions of others around the world whose lives are in danger every day that they drink contaminated water. We can give them a better choice. Working together, we can drill new water wells that provide safe, clean drinking water to thousands of people who live nearby. Please help us today.
It hits me different when I hear the little voices of these children talking about their fear of death from drinking from their water source. And that precious little girl feeling so sad about losing her sister and the fear of losing her brother. This is real life stuff. This is something I can't fully understand because I've never carried that kind of fear with me. The fear of losing my brother or my sister because of the water they're drinking. And although here in the U.S., we have seen some communities that are temporarily suffering with water-related issues and needing bottled water or outside aid, these problems are usually temporary in nature, perhaps an inconvenience for a day or a week. Can you imagine living every single day with no alternative for water beyond a contaminated disease source? Well, that's the reality for almost 800 million people worldwide that do not have access to clean water. And we can give them a better choice. Working together, we can drill them water wells that will provide safe, clean drinking water to thousands of people who live nearby. And this is something that just can't wait. This need is urgent at the moment. Children who are living in developing countries are at constant risk for contaminated water. And we have the ability together to bring help and a proven cure to these children just like these all over the world. I don't want to think about these children having to drink from a mud hole of water where cows or dogs or a goat has just used the same water source for a multitude of reasons that are so filthy and dirty. And yet I've seen it time and time again. They all share the same water source. Can you imagine that? Why? Why is this happening? And can we do something to stop this? Yes. Yes, we can. We can all play a part in helping to change this. Individually, we can do it. We can give. Businesses can give. Small groups can give. Bible studies, women's Bible studies. Even kids at my parents' church in Michigan have raised funds for Life Outreach many times now, and they love it. They love being a part of something so special and life-giving. These people we've met around the world aren't asking us to build them a million-dollar house. They're asking if we could drill them a $4,800 lifelong water well that they can drink from for the rest of their lives. So please, let's not hesitate when there is a genuine need here. So let me break it down for you again. $48 will provide water for 10 people. $144 will provide water for 30 people. And for $4,800, we can go in and put in an entire well that will provide water for 1,000 people. And listen, I also love and appreciate our mission partners on the ground. I've spent lots of time with them, so much time with them through the years. And their hearts are aligned with James and Betty and the vision that the Lord has given all of us here. They are hardworking, they're Jesus-loving, who are there, they are willing and ready to help at any moment, and they will get the job done. All they need is us. So please, go online right now and call that number on your screen and give whatever gift the Lord has laid on your heart to give today.
Every day, thousands of lives are lost to waterborne disease, and nearly half of those are children under the age of five. Through Mission Water for Life, you can give mothers hope and children a future as we provide clean, life-giving water for thousands of children and their families before it's too late. With your gift today, you can help drill and establish 350 water wells this year. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for five children. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10. $72 will provide for 15. And $144 will help provide life-giving water for 30 people for a lifetime. With your gift of any amount, we'll send you the Life Prayer Journal, complete with customized art, scripture verses, and inspirational quotes from Life Today hosts and co-hosts. You'll find plenty of room to write down prayer requests, answered prayers, and your own personal reflections as you spend time with God. With your gift of $100 or more, please request the Blessed Cutting Board, a beautiful addition to your kitchen and preparation area. This pine wood cutting board is custom engraved with the word blessed as a reminder of the daily provision of God in your life. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well. And you may request our colorful bronze sculpture, Consider the Birds. This is the last day. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
I have the privilege of meeting, holding, and spending time with so many people in various countries around the world who express to me, in the best way they know how, that they need help. It's just so heartbreaking because there's so much struggle in her life, and there's always been. It's possible for us to change this for her. Through water, something simple like water that we take for granted every single day, but to them, it's a cup of life. It's a cup of life. I just can't leave here and not do something about it. I travel around the world with Life Outreach in hopes to bring life to people that are literally dying. That's the reality. And the beautiful part of the story is, because of you and the way that you give to this ministry, it has changed literally thousands of lives. In this village, generations of people's lives will forever be changed. But this is just one village. There are villages all over the world in desperate need of clean water. The funds are all we lack. Please partner with us in this glorious opportunity to bring water for life.
I could watch that story over and over again. It makes me so happy inside. I absolutely love it so much. My heart and prayer is that every one of our stories would one day have the same triumphant ending, giving us all a reason to shout and say, "Won't he do it? He just did. Hallelujah. All glory to God. Yes and amen." I've seen with my own eyes the impact of your giving. It changes lives. It changes everything. You can see it in the smiles of those children. They're living because they have living water for life. But there are so many that are dying because of the lack of clean water. I've seen so many villages thriving and growing, and I've seen many villages struggling to live, surrounded by death and just trying to provide some kind of life for themselves. The simple answer here is always water. Clean drinking water that is safe, because right now many children, especially under the age of 5, who are so vulnerable, could die from drinking that contaminated water, but they'll die if they don't drink it. What kind of option is that? It's terrible. We can give them a better option. We could drill a well that they will never have to drink from the old water source again. We have an opportunity today, an opportunity to stop the cycle of death, an opportunity to give mothers a life free from fear of losing a child to waterborne disease, an opportunity to bring hope and life to villages under the constant fear of death, an opportunity to share the love of Christ and the gospel while we meet a basic physical need. We've already given over 7 million people clean water. And with your help, we can reach so many more today. So please, let's all come together to make a lasting, eternal difference in the lives of people whose lives are so difficult. So remember, your gift today for $48 will provide water for 10 people, and $144 will provide water for 30 people. And for $4,800, we could go in and put a complete well that will provide water for 1,000 people for a lifetime. Let's do that together. Whatever you can give today, give the best gift you possibly can give. Call that number, go online. Let's do it now. Let's do it today and make a difference in the lives of these people right now.
Every day, thousands of lives are lost to waterborne disease, and nearly half of those are children under the age of 5. Through Mission Water for Life, you can give mothers hope and children a future as we provide clean, life-giving water for thousands of children and their families before it's too late. With your gift today, you can help drill and establish 350 water wells this year. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 children. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10. $72 will provide for 15. And $144 will help provide life-giving water for 30 people for a lifetime. With your gift of any amount, we'll send you the Life Prayer Journal, complete with customized art, scripture verses, and inspirational quotes from Life Today hosts and co-hosts. You'll find plenty of room to write down prayer requests, answered prayers, and your own personal reflections as you spend time with God. With your gift of $100 or more, please request the Blessed Cutting Board, a beautiful addition to your kitchen and preparation area. This pine wood cutting board is custom engraved with the word blessed as a reminder of the daily provision of God in your life. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well. And you may request our colorful bronze sculpture, Consider the Birds. This is the last day. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
Sometimes I feel like I just can't wrap my head around it. It just seems so horrific to think that this is what they drink every single day. To be able to sit next to a mother who is weeping and grieving over the loss of her children because of the fact that they don't have clean water, to know that this water is affecting their little lives and frankly has killed many, many, many children. We've heard so many different stories about that kind of deep loss this week. And the thing is, it's something that can be fixed. We can change this. We can do something about it. We could come in here with our rig. We could set up the drill. We could drill them a water well that within days would change everything, turn their little bodies around and give them a life. To know that there's something that we can do together that could impact their lives, that could give them a hope and a future, something so simple as a cup of water that would bring new life to them every single day. That's something that I want to be a part of. And I'm praying that you see the same vision that we have as a team here at Life Outreach International. The need is great, it's intense, and it's urgent. We could do this together. We can make a huge impact together, but I need your help. I can't do it alone. We as a team cannot do it alone. We need partnerships. We need people that have the same vision, that want to make a difference. So please, if that's you right now, go to your phone or go online and give the best gift you possibly could give. I promise you, it will not be in vain. I promise you, it will make a difference. Let's bring them water for life. So glad you could spend some time with me today. I absolutely love sharing my journey about the mission field with you all, taking you along with me so that together we can see the need and then learn how to respond to it prayerfully and effectively. And please, if the Lord is laying it on your heart to give, then do it. Don't hesitate. Just give. Give with all you've got and watch God do something special with it. Watch Him do something amazing with it, beyond what you can even comprehend. I promise you, nothing is wasted when you give to this ministry. We will do something with it, and we will help change the lives of so many people. And remember, this is your last day to help. So if the lines are busy, please keep trying to get through, because we truly need your help today. We've told our missionary partners on the ground that we will not forget them, that we will do everything we can to help them drill these wells. So thank you so much from James, Betty, and all of us here at Life Today. I'm Tammy Trent, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Stay connected with Life Today through your favorite social media. Get access to exclusive content and news from all of the outreaches of Life. Just search Life Today and you'll be connected to exciting shows featuring your favorite guests. Never miss a moment to get inspired, get involved, and get the best of life anytime, anywhere. Life Today is always on. Subscribe, follow, like, and get the Life Today social media experience. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.